Thank you very much, Mr. Quippy. Welcome to Britain. I'm sorry about the weather. It's unseasonably warm. This morning we're here to obey God's commandment contained in Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23, if you could turn to this chapter, please. I want to look at, to start off, verses 16 and 17. Even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall you number 50 days, hence Pentecost. And you shall offer a new meat, in my King James translation, obviously referring to meal, grain offering unto the Lord, the Eternal. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deal. They shall be made of fine flour. That's normal for a holy day. But then it departs from the normal, because these loaves of bread shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. We understand these 2 loaves of bread represent us, the first fruits of the church at this time. The 2 loaves, the one representing the prophets and the congregation of Israel, the first covenant, and the second, the apostles, the saints, and the new covenant, and this including us. Leavened, because we are not perfect. As we remember the symbolism from Passover, the days of unleavened bread, we need to be putting sin out of our life, but our record is already against us. How can we be offered to God, or be represented by an offering to God that contains leaven? We could check out Romans chapter 4, the last few verses, and Romans chapter 5. We'll see how a miracle occurs on our behalf, something that we have gratefully, reassuringly turned to. Talking about Abraham, Paul is talking about Abraham in Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 20. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. We need to be strong in faith despite everything that has happened over the last 20 years. Giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Although we are unrighteous stock, leavened, because of faith, God can impute righteousness to us, thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, we can stand before him, not because we can earn a place before him. That is how we come to be first fruits. Who delivered, verse 25, delivered for our offenses, were raised again for our justification. And verse 1 of chapter 5 of Romans, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope and the glory of God. Continuing in verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. We heard a sermon last week. We heard it yesterday. That was recorded last week. Tribulation, the pressure, which works patience, perseverance, and how we need patience and perseverance in the circumstances we find ourselves now. And from this experience comes hope, Hope makes not ashamed. We can stand before God unashamed, despite our record, despite our past. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. 1,975 years ago, I understand, God poured out the Spirit upon the church. We commemorate that today. I've only been a church member for 33 years. Our eldest child is 35 now. We never expected her to go to school. So there's been a little bit of perseverance along the way. Not an unblemished record. We've been through some very interesting experiences. Part of the fact that enormous effort was made to confuse us about God's Holy Spirit, this ghost, this he, him, it, what, blob, this power of God working in us can help us to become worthy first fruits. This is what makes the difference. This day is such a wonderful day. It's our day. God's day, most definitely. But a day that God has set up especially to mark our place in his plan. And we must continue to persevere. We must continue to hang in there, to have the faith like our father Abraham held on to. That hymn, the last one we sang, "Unless the Lord shall build this house." I work on the buildings. I used to be a policeman. So building, guarding, and family. Those are our jobs still, as well as the prayer mentioned shepherds. But I want to concentrate, think for a moment. Building, guarding, family. That is the job of us first fruits. Our continuing responsibility. We have to build on the foundation we have inherited from the prophets and the apostles. We must be sure of the correct foundation, or everything we build is a total waste of time. We cannot earn salvation by our own righteousness, but we can qualify for our future responsibilities by the way we live now. We have every reason to be discouraged. We read and pray about unity in the church, love in the church. What unity? What love? We can hardly speak to people who were bosom buddies just a few years ago. The phone will be put down if you ring some people. What was our crime? We didn't follow their exalted leader. They don't want to know anything else. We've chosen to follow another man. Not the great whoever, this evangelist, or that apostle, or that prophet. We can't rely on any man. With respect to Mr. Bowles, Mr. Pippi, I'm not trying to be offensive to them. We're very grateful for their service, and we owe them respect as ministers of God. But we have to rely upon God, and our relationship has to be developed with him, and we have a job to continue to do. Building upon God's truth, guarding the truth. We guard it by the way we live. We stand in the breach. We are not aggressors, but we defend what we inherited. We defend the spiritual heritage that came down to us through faithful apostles, including Mr. Armstrong. And the other thing, something which is very difficult for us to do, we have to work at making our family life work. We will have no place in God's family if we cannot properly look to our own families now. So thank you very much, whoever chose the Psalms this morning. Unless the Lord shall build the house sums up everything I wanted to say.